Sacred activations was given to me in 2012 in the Rosen Chapel. I was told to go there. I went there. I was sitting in a pew and I said, "Okay, God, I'm here." And I was told to go into the Akashic Records. And when I did, there was a being standing there. I've never seen a being standing in the Akashic Records. And I was a master practitioner reader for the Akashic Records, one of the trainings, many, many trainings I've done. And he told me he was there to assist me. And that's when I received the golden seals. And when I drove away from the Rosen Chapel, I was told I was now crystalline to give these to others. So I started offering this activation to my friends and family members and saw massive changes. And I ended up staying in Europe for 8 months. I was only supposed to be there for 3 weeks. And while I was there, most of the time I was alone and working with different masters and angels and aliens and all kinds of beings were coming in and teaching me. But all this energy comes from the universe. These are universal codes, and I was given the opportunity to bring them in and to share them with you. And I'm so excited. And they have changed me so much. My life is completely different than when I started. When I started, I was in foreclosure in my house. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then my car got foreclosed on. I'd walked away from a really good job making six figures and tried to become a healer full time with all the trainings I'd had and fell flat on my face. And then I ended up in England and received sacred activations. And I just feel so blessed that I listened and did what I was told, because now there's a couple thousand practitioners. I am working with the number one promotional company in Japan for spirituality, and I'm their number one teacher, and that feels amazing. And I'm looking forward to this spreading. Well, it is spread all over the world, but we've got little mustard seeds all over the world. There's a couple thousand practitioners. I'm waiting. Not waiting, I'm excited to see 20,000 practitioners, because when you start doing this work, you change yourself and you change everyone around you and you change the whole world, because what we're doing is changing the subconsciousness of the planet, which runs the whole world. And we're all in this together. This isn't a modality from angels or aliens or masters. Yes, I've worked with them all. They've all been my teachers, but this is universal energy. This is God energy. This is highest source energy. And sacred activations, even just doing the first level practitioner training, you're going to see mass shifts in your lives and those around you. So now I want you to think about something that you think about all the time. It's uncontrollable. It's always running your mind. It's always coming in. It's always doubtful. It's always putting you in fear. What is that? This is the polar opposite activation I am going to run. So I want you to think about whatever it is as long as you can. And when you can't think about it anymore, let something else come in. And it's going to rain, run. This energy is so powerful. Let me see if I can talk correctly. It's going to erase the neuron lines with this program. And it's just going to, instead of being a river down to a stream, down to a trickle, and then it's going to be gone. And you're not even going to remember what it was anymore, because you're just not going to be able to attach to it anymore. And really, that's how all the activations work. They continue working on you until the whole program is completely deleted. And then you completely forget about it, which is super cool. So this is a polar opposite activation. So think about whatever that is that you want to think about. Thank you, Carrie. I was just reading this. Carrie says, absolutely love being a sacred activation master practitioner and medical intuitive practitioner. Yeah, thank you to all the practitioners that are here today and my team that is here supporting me. I have a fantastic team. Thank you, everybody. Okay, polar opposites. What pops up for you? What negative thought pops into your mind? Let's let that go. So, if you can't think that thought anymore, that's okay. Think another thought. What else do you spin out in? Hey, we're replacing that energy with happy, happy, joy, joy. No, you have to is allow the happiness and joy. It'll create whatever it is that brings you happiness and joy. You know, when you heal yourself, you heal the world because we're all connected. You don't have to worry about anybody else. Just work on yourself and everyone around you changes. You are affecting the whole collective consciousness. And we're all in this together. Don't listen to anybody saying that the world's going to split in two or we're going to divide and be divided. We're all in this together, all of us. And you don't have to save anybody. Good Sophie, cry it out. Let it go.